There's already a supportive environment in Park City for nonprofits, according to the Park City Summit County Arts Council Director Hadley Dynek.
We have incredible arts and culture assets here, right? We've got over 15 nonprofits programming nationally known and locally grown talent, musicians and dancers and visual artists. We have individual artists that are making it their life's work to share their talents with our community. We have strong arts and culture in our schools. We have a growing creative economy where we have local entrepreneurs that are building and creating products such as chocolate or coffee or ski poles and selling them to our community. So we have all of these amazing assets.
She says arts leaders came together about a year and a half ago to build a roadmap for advancing arts and culture across the community. The focus on concerted programs like open space and recreation have resulted in great successes and outstanding infrastructure that's improved the quality of life in Park City, and she says that's the sort of thing her group wants to accomplish.
We haven't done the same for arts and culture, so that's what this really is about. For the next 9 to 12 months, the Arts Council has been asked to lead a process where we will collect data, we will talk to people, we will understand kind of what the needs, the wants, and where the collective priorities are, what the funding requirements for that are, so that we can develop a roadmap for growth and sustainability of arts and culture in our community.
With increases in water rates, transportation tax increases, a likely school bond, and the potential Bonanza Open Space bond, Arts Council board member Alex Butwinski is hoping people will engage differently with their project.
I think a lot of what may come out of arts and culture, we already have a big investment at the individual level, and at the nonprofits get, you know, support from the community. And that's more voluntary, and maybe one of the things we'll be able to do over time is engage more public entities in becoming involved, and the business entities, which will be separate from the things that we voted for. I mean, and this will be a more voluntary decision. And I'm hopeful, as is Hadley, that we're going to have a big success here.
Dynek says there are many opportunities to leverage resources and enhance the role arts and culture play in a community.
By having all of these people at the table thinking about financing at the get-go, hopefully that will set us up for some interesting alternatives. We're also looking at arts and culture not as something that sets over on the side that we need to advocate for separately, but that is part of the fabric of our community and can help advance our other community goals. So I think where there are ways that we can overlap with concurrent planning initiatives and use arts and culture as a tool, there's an opportunity for funding there.
The master planning process is about to start. By next month, they hope to introduce ways citizens can get involved. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.